The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 26, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Thereafter, in the 17th incarnation of Godhead, Sri Vyasadev appeared in the womb of Satyavati, wife of Parashara Muni, and he divided the one Veda into several branches and sub-branches, seeing that the people in general were less intelligent.
So, this Parashara actually was not husband of Satyavati. When Satyavati was not married, Parashara gave birth to Vyasadeva. Later on, Satyavati became the wife of Maharaj Santanu, father of Bhishma Dev. This Satyavati was the daughter of a fisherman. She was neither born of a Brahmin father or Kshatriya father. So formally, a higher caste man could accept a girl born of lower caste. But a lower caste man could not accept a girl born of higher caste. That was the system. Because in the Shastra it is ordinary, say, instructive Shastra, just like Chanakya in his moral lessons, he says that Vishadapi amritam grahyam. When there is a tub of poison, but if there is little nectar, then you take it. Don't think that it is in the poison pot. Why shall I take it? No, you can take it. Vishadapi amritam grahyam. Amidhyat apikanchanam. Suppose in a very filthy place where people pass through living, there is some gold. So you should take it. Don't think that because the gold is in the polluted place, the gold has become polluted. No. You take it. Vishadapamritam rajyam amidhyadapikanchanam nichadaputtama vidya. Vidya, education, was to be received from a Brahmin, because it was the Brahmin's business to become highly learned scholar and make others educated. Teachers' business was entrusted to the Brahmins, administration to the Kshatriyas, production to the Vaishya, and labor to the Shudra. So, because generally we have to take education from highly learned Brahmin, but if a person born in low family, he has got some talent, education, so don't hesitate. Take from him. Not that, he is low-born. Why shall I take education from him? No. The Shastra says, no, you can take. It doesn't matter. He has got the learning. You take that. Make him a teacher. Nichāda puttamā vidyā sthri ratnam duṣkulādapi. Sthri ratnam. If a girl is very qualified, beautiful, Even if he is born of a low family, you can accept. This is the injunction of the Shastras. So, Satyavati happened to be a daughter of a fisherwoman, but she was very qualified, beautiful. So, before her marriage, Vyasadeva was born out of her womb. It is not that before marriage, girls were not giving birth to child. It was there, the society. But the society was so elevated that this was not done commonly in extraordinary cases. So Satyavati gave birth to Vyasadeva, such a son, Vyasadeva, incarnation of God. Vyasadeva is not ordinary being. Incarnation of Narayana. And he was meant for expanding Vedic knowledge. Then again, Vyasadeva was born, but nobody could understand. She remained a virgin girl by the blessings of Parashar Muni. Then she was again attractive to Maharaj Santanu. Maharaj Santanu became attracted by Satyavati and he wanted to marry. But Maharaj Santanu had his son. So her father objected. The king proposed to the fisherman that I want to marry your girl. So the father said, no, no, I cannot allow my girl to marry with you because you are already married, you have got your son, elderly son, Bhishma Dev. So he was a little sorry, Santanu Maharaj. The son could understand that the father is sorry because he has refused the hand of the girl, Satyavati. So he approached father, not father, he approached the father of Satyavati. Why are you refusing my father? No, you are present. How can I offer my daughter? No, even if I am present, because the law is the eldest son will be enthroned after the death of the father. So he was eldest son. The Satyavati's father was hesitating. So Bhishma Dev promised that I will not accept the throne. The child born of Satyavati, he will accept. He will be given the throne. You give your daughter to my father. He still refused. He still, well, our son may be king, but then again your son will become king. In this way he was hesitating. The Bhishma Dev immediately promised that I shall never marry. Don't hesitate. In this way, he induced the fisherman to give his daughter to his father. The father could understand that my son is so great that he wanted to satisfy, I wanted this girl and he has managed. So he gave him a benediction to Bhishma Dev. My dear son, you are so benevolent, so magnanimous, so I give you one benediction that he will not die unless you desire to die. unless you fix up your mind, now I shall die, you will never die. You remain a very strong brahmachari. So Bhishma remained very strong brahmachari. There is another incident of Bhishma's life, the Pandu Vamsa. So one girl was attracted. So she was conquered. So the girl thought that I will be able to marry Bhishmadev. But when she came at home, Bhishmadev said, no, you have been conquered to be married with my brother. I am brahmachari, I cannot marry you. So the girl said that you have kidnapped me, conquered me, you must marry. So, no, I shall not marry. Then the girl approached to his spiritual master, this Jamadagni, Bhrigupati, that this boy, he has conquered me, still he is not marrying me. So Jamadagni said, Bhishma, you must marry this girl. Bhishma says, no, I have promised to my father never to marry. I cannot marry. Then Jamadagni said, if you don't marry, then I will force you to marry. So there was fight between Bhishma Dev, spiritual master, and so the spiritual master became defeated. Then he gave his blessings, all right, to remain brahmachari. So this was the society principle. How to keep principle? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. A very exalted status of society. So this Satyavati was a famous woman in the history. Satyavati, the whole Pandu Vamsa from Satyavati. So now here it is said, that tata saptadasi jata sattavatyang parasarat. Parasarat, seminar given by Parasar Muni in the womb of Sattavati, Sattavatyang, and Chakri Vidataru Shakha. Vida, the knowledge, he divided. Vyasadeva divided into many branches. Therefore, Vyasadeva is known as Veda Vyas. He expanded the Vedic knowledge. Formerly, there was only one Veda, Atharva Veda. And this Atharva Veda was learned by tradition, by hearing from the spiritual master. There was no book. Therefore, Veda is known as Shruti. Shruti means hearing. The spiritual master will recite Vedic mantra and the disciples will hear. Just like we chant Hare Krishna mantra or any other Vedic mantra, you hear. But there was no need of book. This memory was so sharp that once heard from the lips of the spiritual master, the students become completely well-versed. There is no need of book. But Vyasadeva saw the next age, this Kali Yuga, people will be less intelligent. Here it is stated, drishtva Munsa alpa medhasam. Alpa. Alpa means the brain substance, not in much quantity. This is psychologically true, that within the brain substance, if there is more, then one is more intelligent. So here is almost, just see modern scientific psychology, how it was known long, long, millions of years ago, at least 5,000 years ago, all from me. So. And this is scientific fact. Those who are students of psychology, they know it. I was a student of psychology, and our professor, he was a Scotchman, he explained this brain substance, cerebral substance, Dr. Arquard, that the more brain substance is there, more one becomes intelligent. And it has been found that a woman does not have more than 36 ounces of brain substance. Whereas in man it has been found that he has got up to 64 ounces. And this is modern science. Therefore, generally, woman less intelligent than man. You cannot find any big scientist, any big mathematician, any big philosopher amongst women. That is not possible. Although in your country you want equal status with man, freedom, but by nature you are less intelligent. What can be done? So therefore, woman is advised by the Manu Sanghita, they should remain under the intelligent man, not declare freedom. That will be their life, nice. Therefore it is advised that until one is married with an intelligent husband, she must remain under the control of her father. Still in India, until a girl is married, she cannot move freely. Where is our Samsundar? You know what happened about that Sarno girls? Two girls in Nairobi, they wanted to join our society. So Brahmananda, as other girls are joining, he welcomed. But it created a havoc to the family of the girl. They went here and there, so the girl has gone out of home. There will be no marriage. That's a fact. In India is still a respectable family. If a young girl goes out of home, for 3 days, it will be difficult, or she will not be married. So this is still, I saw in Nairobi. So anyway, the system is, unless one is married, a girl, she must remain under the control of the parents. Therefore, it is the parents' duty to see that the girl is married to a suitable boy. That is the duty. When the girl is married, then parents' duty is finished. Not by the age, up to this point. So, during young time, up to say 40 years, she should remain under the husband. And when there are grown-up children, she should remain just like that Mrs. Sharma, she is under the care of her elderly sons. So Manu Sanghita says that na satantaram arahati sriya. Woman should not become independent. She must remain. Just like that is not bad, just like a child remains under the control of the parents. That is good. Similarly, woman remaining under the control of father or husband or elderly boy, that is good for them. And still, they are very happy. Just like you see Kunti. Kunti was widow, but she was very qualified woman, so many ways, but still she remained under the control of the five children, Pandavas. Kunti also gave birth to a child before her marriage. That is Karna. That is Karna. So, it was not a very common affair, but in extraordinary cases, it so happened. So, now, in this age, people are not very intelligent. They are claiming we are advancing in science. The brain has advanced and so on, so on. Formerly, there was animal brain, the Darwin's theory, now the brain has evolved. No. Actually, they're degrading. They degrade. Formerly, the brain was very soft. Otherwise, why it is said, drishtva pungso arvamedhasa. The opposite word of this alpamedhasa is sumedhasa. Alpa means less, and su means very nice. So sumedhasa, we are all alpamedhasa, less intelligent in this age. Out of so many alpamedhasa rascals, in other, in a harsh words, alpamedhasa means rascal, less intelligent or no intelligence. So, there is sumedhasa. Sumedhasa, that is also stated. Jaggai saṅkirtanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. Krishna-varnam tisa-krishnam sāṅga-pāṅgāstha-pārsadam jaggai saṅkirtanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. In this age, one should worship the incarnation of God, Krishna. If he is sumedhasa, he is intelligent. Just like this, alpamedhasa, less intelligent. Sumedhasa means highly intellectual. How? Jaggai saṅkirtanai prāyai. Performing the saṅkirtan jagga. So those who are joining the saṅkirtan jagga, they are very intelligent. Sumedhasa. They are not all hodgepodge, alpamedhasa. Something this, something that, something. No. Just fix up your mind in saṅkirtan jagga, your life will be successful. Therefore it is called sumedhasa. Jaggai saṅkirtanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. So everything is there, Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the topmost knowledge. That is transcendental knowledge. That is not material knowledge. Material knowledge, if you write some book, it has no meaning because it is defective. But Srimad Bhagavatam is not ordinary knowledge. It is transcendental knowledge. There is no defect. Our this mundane brain is defective. We can't, just like our scientist, Sarup Damodar, he was speaking that they make experiment in the laboratory according to formula, but still there is some mistake. Still there is some mistake. Practically, scientific, advanced scientific knowledge means to find out mistakes. What are you speaking? What is the exact language you told? So, nobody can be perfect. Therefore, all these so-called perfect leaders, they should close their business. It is already experimented, all nonsense. Come to Hare Krishna mantra and chant. That's all. Hare Krishna.